Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah is Chazok Olibam. The Reisha of the Mishnah was that there were no children as far as we know. So the Chazaka says that when a husband dies, she should have mitzvah Yibam. Because there is a brother alive and no children, that's the perfect case of Yibam. Veruba Lashuk. And also what Raiv tells us also, she'd be mut Lashuk. Because Raiv says what? Raiv Noshim give birth, so most probably she is pregnant. So Raiv tells you, you're allowed to get married Lashuk. Now the klal is, for Chazaka layod of Kiruba. Chazaka is not stronger than Raiv. The klal is, Ruba v'chazaka, Rubadif. Raiv is stronger than a Chazaka. So far between these two cases, the Chazaka and the Raiv, we should listen to the Raiv. That says really what? That the other wife that went away with the husband is pregnant. And therefore there should be no mitzvah yibum. You should be allowed to get married. But v'yaisa miyuta de mapilis. And you also have one in miyut that even if she is pregnant though, that maybe she was mapil, maybe she had a miscarriage. So that's not such a good Raiv. So what do we say? Smoich lechazaka. Put this miyut that even though maybe she became pregnant the other wife, but maybe she had a miscarriage. So now it comes out that Raiv says what? That she has a child. That is no mitzvah yibum. But Chazaka says there's no children, there's still a mitzvah yibum. The miyut says there's no kid, there's still a mitzvah yibum. So it comes out bevelay palga palga. It's a suffix. We don't know what to do. There are two equal sides to look here. One side is she has the chazakah liyibum, and there's a miyut that's a miscarriage. On the other side of the scale is the real Raiv that says she does have a kid. So it remains a pure suffix. Therefore, we have to go to Chumra and say, she can't do either. She can't get married because maybe that she was mapil. Maybe she had a miscarriage. She can't have yibum because maybe there is a baby involved. Sefer, the end of the Mishnah was what? That right now she has no brother-in-law. Chazak l'shuk. So right now if her husband dies, he's the only son, there's no mitzvah yibum. Veruba l'shuk. What does Raiv say also? We had before that Raiv tells us that there's a niyat that have a miscarriage, and half have girls, so there's more tzadim to say it was a girl than a boy. So now, in the case of the mother-in-law, to be afraid that she had a boy is called a niyat demutai. And that's the klalum, yuta demutai l'chash remeya. For such a small minority, we're not afraid of. In other words, she was b'cheskas hetelashuk. When they left, there was no brother involved. And also, even if you want to say the mother-in-law became pregnant, still there's a good tzad to say she was mapil. And also the tzad to say she had a girl. So therefore, to be afraid that she had a boy is called the muta, the mutai, that we're not afraid of. So that's the difference between the ratio and the sefer.
Yes, now the Mishnah says, what? Lotinostiv, lotisyabim. In the case where we don't know if the tzar is pregnant or not, so we say the wife at home can't get married and can't have yibum. For the Gemara Liyelam and forever. In other words, the Kashra is, let her have Chalitza, and she'll be Mut Mimonoshoch. So Amma Ziri Ziri says, La'atzma Shlosh Chadoshim. Because of herself, she should have to only really wait 3 months. Lechaverta, but because of a Chaverta, Tisha, she has to wait 9 months. But for Chalitza, Mimonoshoch, in Echanami, she could receive Chalitza now, and Mimonoshoch should be alright, but she has to wait 9 months. Like Rashi explains, because on the tzad the Sarah is pregnant and she's going to have a boy or anything, a child, so then what part does the mitzvah yibum? The child. And the halacha is then chalitza does not pater, only the child. And the child only pater is kishiyot le'avroilam. So therefore, mamonoshach, even though she receives chalitza now, still she's going to have to wait the 9 months to wait until the Sarah gives birth. And then if she has a kid, the kid paters. And if she doesn't have a kid, then the maisa she received chalitza, then the chalitza does help. Vayter Rabbi Chanina, Amar Chanina says no, that la'atzma shloisha. True, for herself, really, she should only have to wait the regular 3 months, like any other yivam has to wait. But lechaverta, because of the chaverta suffix about the tzara, now the lachar is le'olam, that chalitza does not help at all. It doesn't help chalitza. We just have to wait to see if she gives birth or not. For the Gemara, why not? But techlat mamonoshach, make chalitza na mamonoshach. On the tzad, she has a kid later, so forget about the chalitza. And if she doesn't have a kid later, then the chalitza should help. So why doesn't chalitza help mamonoshach? So Gemara says it's a gzeira. Abaye bar Avin, v'Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, Amri Tavara, they both say, gzeira, shem yiyya vlad ben kayoma. Maybe Taka the tzara will give birth to a living child. The nimtza is going to come out now that the chalitza she received before is not called chalitza. Because if she has a kid, there was no mitzvah yibum, she doesn't need chalitza. The nafkamina is a kohen would be allowed to marry her. Like this, she has a shame chalutza, a kohen can't marry her. But now that you tell me she has a kid, a chalutza is nothing, a kohen would be allowed to marry her. So kind of am I going to make mistakes? And what's going to come out? You're going to have to make a public announcement now to tell like all the kohenim she's muta. For the Gemara, very good. Well, let's have it. Let's make a public announcement now. Make the chalitza first misafik. That on that side she doesn't have a kid, the chalitza patisa and enachnami, then she's also to a kohen. But on that side she's going to have a kid, so we'll just forget about the chalitza. Aye, people think she's a chalitza. We'll make an announcement to tell everybody she's not a chalitza. So Gemara says, Xerius, because Dilmi could have a chalitza. Maybe there were some people there that they saw her give chalitza. Flohevi Bach Rosa. And they weren't there when they made the announcement that the chalitza's bottle, she had, the tzara had a kid, so there's no mitzvah yibum. Now people don't know that. And therefore later when they're going to see that she gets married to a kayin, it's biyami, people will say, kishori chalitza la kayin, that you're allowed, a kayin's allowed to marry a chalitza. So because of this gezeira, it's also to make chalitza. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah, nitin loy bem amdinas hayom, for yom remeis b'ni.
Child when she was away. The Yom, and then she tells us, again, when she went away with her husband, and she comes back now, and tells us she had a kid, but the Yom, and Mace Bini, first my kid died, and then my husband died, and the menace, we believe her. And there is a Mitzvah Yibum. Because she left, the Cheskas Yibum, we still believe her. What about the opposite way, Mace Bili, first my husband died, and according to this, she's potter from Yibum, because they have a child, and then my child died, and in the menace, we don't believe her. Why? Because she left without children, so she left that if her husband dies, there should be a mitzvah yibum. But the klal is v'chasheshet to the bereho. Tevat v'chaletzes loy mitzvah yibemis. We tell her give a chalitza min asofik, but yibum she can't have. For the Gemara, why? For leichas, why are we afraid? Dilmu aso edim. Maybe edim will come. V'yamri kudu amro. And they'll say the way she said, that really first the husband died, and then the son. So it comes out that the chalitza was not a good chalitza. So again, v'nim tzata matzricha kruz lakuna. So to come out, you're going to have to tell everybody, make an announcement that she's not a chalutza. And we have the gzeira that maybe people won't be there b'shach the announcement. So how come here she make chalutza? Amira papa, figurusha. We're talking about that she got to get. That's why it helps the chalutza. Rav Chia Brei, the Rav Huna Omar. In other words, since she got to get, not that she got to get now. She was a gerusha from before. So since she's a gerusha from before, Karin can't marry her anyway. So that's why he can give a chalitza. The only reason not to give a chalitza is because maybe a kohen will marry her, and people will think you're allowed to marry a chalitza. But if this isha received a get before, from a husband before, anyway a kohen can marry her. So it's never a question of chalitza, therefore told we're allowed to give chalitza. Rav Chia Brei de Rav Huna Amar b'Yomra ani v'hu nechbana b'mora. She says both of us were hiding the whole time in the cave. So in this case, Taka, it's a bigger suffix. That she tells us that me and my husband was hiding in a cave the whole time. So nobody in the world knew that we had the child. So therefore there's no shash to say Adam will come later the way she said it. So therefore since it remains a suffix the Olam, here we let her make chalitza. And we're not afraid that later we're going to find out chalitza was no good. Because we'll never find it out. We'll never know for sure if the chalitza was good or not. So therefore we're not afraid a kohen will make a mistake. But in the ratio, where eventually we'll find out what happened, maybe she will give birth, and she'll have a baby, and then it comes out the chalitza before was worth nothing, and maybe somebody won't be there to tell when we tell the chalitza wasn't anything, and they'll think she really was a chalitza, and when a kohen marries her, they'll think you're allowed to marry a chalitza, therefore then we made a gzeira. Alright, stop here. Yeah, we're holding by the Mishnah Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Shtei Yevomois, if you have two Yevomois, and there are two sister-in-laws, Zuei Meres Meis Baili, Vezuei Meres Meis Baili. Each wife, like, comes back with Edus to say that her husband died. So, for herself, she's believed. But the Halacha is that Zu Asura Mifnei Baila Shelzu, Vezu Asura Mifnei Baila Shelzu. Each one of them is not allowed to get married now. Because true, each wife, when she comes back, she says her husband died, she's believed that her husband died for herself. But she's not believed nor gave it to her sister-in-law. So therefore, each one has to be afraid that maybe the brother-in-law is still alive.
even though each one has a right to say that her own husband died, but they're not never going to get to the other one. So each one we have to be afraid maybe the brother-in-law is alive. So there is a mitzvah yibum. Therefore the lacharish is also to get married to somebody else until we find out for sure that both of them died. What about lezu edim or lezu ein edim? One wife has edim that her husband died, and the other sister-in-law doesn't have any wife that the husband died. She doesn't have edim. So she herself says that her husband died. So then the lacharish is like this. Esheyeshla edim, the wife that has edim that her husband died, so asura, she's also to get married to somebody else. Why? Because the sister-in-law, there's no edim that the brother-in-law died. It's only because the other wife said that her husband died, so the other wife is not neman to the first wife. Therefore, the first wife still has to be afraid maybe the brother-in-law is alive. See, even though she has edim that her husband died, she can't get married because maybe there is a Mrs. Yibum. But the other wife, the other sister-in-law, Eshein lo edim, the one that does not have edim, just she herself tells us that her husband died. So negaya to herself, she's believed that her husband died. Now, what should be the problem? Maybe the brother-in-law is alive, but no. Here, Muteris, she's let her get married. Because since the other sister-in-law has edim, that her husband died, if you have edim, so that's a proof for everybody that the brother-in-law died. So Mela, the brother-in-law for sure is dead. What's the problem? Only her own husband. Her own husband, she's never to say Meis Bailey. Therefore, the one that comes that says Meis Bailey without Eidim, she is allowed to get married. What about now the same case, Shtei Yevam, is two sister-in-laws, that Lezu Bonim, Lezu Ein Bonim. One has children, and the other one does not have children. And again, both of them come back from a trip, and both of them tell us that the husband's died. So the law is like this. Esheyesh Labonim, the one that has children, so for sure there's no Mitzvah Yibum. It's only a question, do we believe her if her husband is still alive or not? Is Muteris, she's allowed to get married? Because that's the law, we believe in Isha when she comes and tells us that her husband died. But the Esheyesh Labonim, the other sister-in-law, the one that does not have children, Asura, she's also to get married because she has to be afraid maybe the brother-in-law is alive. Even though the wife says that he died, but the one sister-in-law is not nemah for the other one. So therefore, we have to be afraid, maybe the first husband is still alive, and therefore there would be a Mrs. Yibum, therefore Asura, she can't get married. What about Nisiyavmu? Let's say in a case that they had Yibum. In other words, let's say one of these two sister-in-laws, they came home, and they said that the husband died, but there's a brother alive right here. He's in town right now, we know a brother that's alive. So for sure, she's allowed to have Yibum to him. Since she tells us that her husband died, and she's Neman on herself, like we had before. So therefore, there is a Mitzvah Yibum, because there's a brother here that's alive. So Nisiyavmu, this lady that came back and said her husband died, so we let her have Yibum with the brother that's alive now. But what about then, Umeisu Hayavmin? Then let's say your husband now, the second brother died. So the question is now, do we have to be afraid for the third brother that went away to Medina Sayyam, is he still alive or not? Like up until now, what happened? The two sister-in-laws came back, and both said the husband died. But like we learned before, each one is only neman for themselves and not for the other one. So when one sister-in-law had Yibum to the brother that's alive now, even after he dies, we still have to be afraid maybe the other brother is still alive. So therefore the Mishnah says, Taka Asuras Linosei, that she's not allowed to get married. We have to be afraid maybe the other brother is still alive and she still zokel yibum. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Elazar says no. Hoyo vehutru liyavmin, since Bezdin like was matoho to have yibum to her brother-in-law, or she came back and said her husband died. So Bezdin was matoho to have yibum. Aloch is now hutru l'cholodim. Now when he dies, the second brother dies, she's muta for everybody. In other words, here the case is vice versa, that both sister-in-laws, when both of them came back and said that the husband died, both of them had Yibum with, let's say, two brothers that are alive. Let's say here in town there were two brothers alive. So both of them had Yibum. So now even though one of the brothers here dies, Rav Lezer says the svar is, she lies huchsukul to be hutlashuk, because since we let each one have Yibum, it's like we believe each one that the husband really died. So it's huchsukul that the husband's really died. So therefore now, when one of the brothers die now, or when both brothers die right now, so there's no more Yevamim to be zakat to, we let them get married. Even though lechatchila they're not neman one for the other, but here since it went so far that both three sister-in-laws had yibum to two more brother-in-laws, so therefore now when those two brother-in-laws die, we're not afraid to say the first brother is still alive. Therefore, if Lez holds, she is mutter l'shuk.
Yes, now the Gemara goes on. It says, Tona,
what about lezu edim ubonim or lezu lo edim v'leibonim? Again, you have these two sister-in-laws, in other words, two brothers, they're both married. Now, one of them, Taka, when the lady comes back, when the wife comes back, she has Edim, that her husband died, but also they had children. So there's no question of Yibim over here. Or Lezuba, the second wife, when she came back, Lay Edim, Lay Bonim, she does not have Edim that her husband died, but she does not have children. So the Locher, in such a case, is Shteyim Motoris, they both have Heta to get married, Lialma. The first one has the Heta, because Bechlal, she has Edim that her husband died, and we know they had children, she has no mitzvahs yibum. The second one, nageya to herself, we believe that her husband died. What should be the question? There should be a mitzvahs yibum, because they have no children. Who should be the yavam? The first brother. But we have Edim that the first one died. Since we have Edim that the first one died, so therefore there's no yavam alive, therefore she's allowed to get married. Seher shteya mutaris. What about nisyavmu umesu hayavmin? Let's say when the two sister-in-laws come back, they both say the husband died, so they both have Yibum now to the two brothers that are alive over here. In other words, at the beginning there were four brothers, so even if we say those two died, each one of them, the two sister-in-laws, had Yibum to the brothers that are alive here. Now, Umeisu Hayavmin, now when the two brothers die that were here, the Lachar is Asurum Linosei, still the Rosa to get married, Lishuk, because each one was only believed, like in the Mishnah, for herself that her husband died. So even though she had Yibum, now when the Yavam, when the brother here dies, we still have to be afraid maybe the other brother is still alive that went away. In other words, in the first case, two ladies came back, each one said her husband died. So each one is believed for herself, but not for the other one. Now again, to the second wife, we have to be afraid maybe the first brother is alive. So now when the two Yevamim die, they're both Asurus to Nosei, because maybe the first two brothers are really alive. But like we have in the Mishnah, Rebbe Loza says, no, Hoyo v'hutru liyavmin, since we were matu, when each Isha comes back and says her husband died, we let them have Yibum to a brother that's alive now, and the only way they could have Yibum if really the husband is dead, because if he's alive, she's being over an Isser of Eshesach, an Erev Dikalocha, so therefore we say, hutru l'cholodim. Therefore, that's Rebbe Lezer's svara that for sure she's believed that her husband really died, and therefore they're mutter to get married, Lishuk. So Mor says now, boy, Rava asking for a question. My time with Rebbe Lezer, what's Rebbe Lezer's time? Mishum diksova tzora mi'ido lechaverta. One svara is he holds that one tzora. Again, these two sister-in-laws, like, one could say this to the second one. Aiduma, maybe not. Mishum dihi le mekalkala nafsha. Really, a tzara, one wife cannot say this for the other wife. But the reason why here we believe them is because each wife, when she came back, she said her husband died, and she went so far to have Yibum to live with her brother-in-law. So that's a proof that she's really telling the truth. There's some a tzara, we're afraid she's lying to be mekalkul the other wife. But here, where she's doing something by herself, that we see for sure her husband really died, we're not afraid she's being mekalkul the other one. And we'll soon see what the Rabbanan Svara. The Rabbanan Svara, the Gemara says, is no, that Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim, we are afraid she'll ruin it for herself as long as she could ruin it for her sister-in-law. Now, Tais asked the question, even though before we had in the Mishnah that Chomesh Noshim Anat Nemon, we had before, Tzara cannot say Edis for the other wife. So what's the Havimina that Rabbi Lezer holds here, Tzara is Nemon? So Tais says, that's only before, when one Tzara, one wife, is only saying Edis Nageh to the second wife. So then we're afraid she's lying because she hates her. But over here, where each one is saying Edis for themselves, the Iker Edis is for themselves, here Rebbe Lezer could hold that since the Neman for themselves, who would then the Neman for the other sister-in-law also? For the other Tzar also. So that's the Shaila here. Does Rebbe Lezer hold that a Tzar is believed one for the other? Or else, no, it's only a Tzar here because she's Mekalkal Nafsha. And the Gemara says, the Mai Nafkamina, what's the difference between these two Tzaritsim?